Om Shanti. 5th January. Today's special effort to become equal to Father Brahma. Let there be the awareness of being alaukik in the laukik. While living with the laukiks, we are different from others. In your soul conscious form, consider yourself to be different. It is easy to be different in your actions. You will not be loved by the world through that. But when you become detached from the body and perform actions in soul consciousness, you will be loved by everyone. This is known as the alaukik stage. So let there be the awareness of being alaukik in the laukik. So on the 1st of January also Baba had used these two words, alaukik and laukik, and we had discussed a lot about it. Today Baba is using the word different. So when we say we are different from others, so initially when we come to Gyan, we are very intoxicated. So we are so intoxicated that we don't think about anything, we just start following the maryadas right away. And all that we want to do is, nobody should stop us, nobody should bother us, and we just want to go on doing what we are doing. So it is very good to have that intoxication, because that helps us to immediately follow the disciplines, maryadas Baba has given us. But what happens is, sometimes we are so intoxicated that we fail to notice how others around us are feeling. We think we are doing the right thing. We are okay. We have found God. So what happens is that we become insensitive. One is sensitive. Not sensitive that somebody tells me something and I wither, but sensitive to others' feelings. So we sometimes become insensitive. We do not... We bring changes in ourselves, but we don't see how others are being affected by that. Those with whom we are living mostly, actually. When Baba says laukiks, it is mostly with those who we are living. So, we are on the path, but they must be a little confused maybe. Why this person is doing like this? Until now they were okay with me, they were so close to me. Suddenly they have changed. They might feel hurt. They might feel very insecure. Oh, maybe this person will leave me, go away. So, also, other people in the society, they might ridicule them. That your sister or brother is doing this, or your wife is doing this. So, you know, they also undergo through a lot of trouble. But we don't notice that. We are different. Today, Baba was using the word different many times. So, what does this different mean? We are different. What does it mean? Is this different coming from body consciousness? Or soul consciousness? Initially, try to remember when you came to Gyan, you felt you were different. Maybe even now, different. Did that different feeling come in a soul conscious way or a body conscious way? How was it? Body conscious way. So, Baba wants us to feel different so that we become more and more soul conscious and not behave in the same way that we have been doing from before. But different could be sometimes that we start looking at them as impure. Oh, they are impure. And Hindi, they use very bad word also. Patit. I'm pure. So some ego can also come up. Huh? And then ego is there, and sometimes we get very anger also can come up, because we are saying we are doing the right thing. We are doing what God is telling us to do. Why they are stopping us? Why they are not cooperating? So we can get angry with them. And we feel that, oh, it is my right. I found this thing new and I should be free. I should be allowed to do what I want to do. So we cannot tolerate anybody coming in the path and trying to stop us. So the different, you know, this word different today Baba is using, how is that different coming? It's different. So we are changing our actions superficially, maybe, you know, getting up early, not eating this, etc., etc. But with the Laukiks, we are still continuing to interact in the ordinary way. I have changed. I am different. I am good. They are the same. So we look down on them sometimes. And so our interaction with them doesn't change much, maybe. So maybe with the people outside we behave differently, but with the people at home we still behave in the ordinary way. We're very slack with them, like Baba said the other day, familiarity. We think we can tell them anything we want to tell them. So our words that we use with them are sometimes same. We are still criticizing them. We are still telling them you are doing like this. We are still angry with them. Do you remember all that when you came to Gyan? Totally, totally insensitive. Because I am different. So what karma did we do? Good or bad? We thought we were doing the right karma. We were doing the good karma. But maybe somewhere down the line it was not. Do you remember what Brahma Baba or Shiv Baba used to tell the mothers that came in the beginning of the yajna? They didn't have so much freedom like we have freedom now. And they were not even allowed to go out, least of all purity. And what did Baba tell them? What yukti to use in order to remain pure? What yukti should they use with the Laukiks? He told them that tell your family or tell your husband or wife that I will do everything for you. I will be like your servant. Even if you spit, I will put my hand in front to that extent. But just let me remain pure. So it means so much humility actually. Different means more humility coming in and more love and doing more for them, because they have allowed me to remain pure, which is a very big thing actually. So others, to see others as souls might be easy, but to see the Laukiks as souls takes a long time. Sometimes even never. Even after 10, 20, 30 years, still not able to see them as souls. So that's because we have a deep account. And because of the karmic account, we are living there with them. So how much soul consciousness is there in that different? Sometimes we are living with them, but we keep a distance. Before Gyan, we were okay with them. Spend time with them, do things with them, whatever. As soon as come to Gyan, keep a distance. Why? Why we keep a distance? What is the reason? Ego? That I will mix with them and I will become impure? Another reason? Why we become distant from them? So I think I'm holy swan, so I have ego. Intoxication, ego. Any other reason? Do you remember? How we become distant from them? We don't even realize that we are becoming distant from them. And then we are keeping them away from us.
We think we have got the superior thing, so we don't need them anymore.
Yeah, we don't need them anymore. How selfish is that? Right? So this superiority complex comes in. So, sometimes I think it happens because we are afraid that we will become attached to them. Because Baba keeps on saying, Nashto Moha, Nashto Moha, free from attachment. So we say, no, we better have some distant. Because I will get attached to them. It means I don't have confidence in myself. Baba says, live there and live like a lotus. Yeah? Lotus is connected. But not just connected, is giving in the connection, it is giving all the nutrition, all the love, it's giving. But we are saying, I'm lotus. I'm living in the house, but I'm detached. So where is that love flowing through the whole stem to them? It's not flowing. It's so like dead. So, I am afraid. I'm different because I'm afraid. And then, another fear is there that, oh, maybe my purity will be at risk if I sit close to them, even if I just touch them, oh, something will happen. Maybe they will make me impure or I will become impure. So, until now, just maybe little bit touch was there, hello, how are you, something. Now, no, nothing. You are like, half caste in India, achut. Don't even touch them. Outside people will touch. Will hug, will say something. And this thing about touch, it's very different in many countries. But even psychologists have said that little bit touch to a child, to someone, it really gives them, it's a lot of love. It is a connection. So either we can do high soul conscious stage that I can convey that love to them. So much soul conscious stage if I have high. But until then, whatever I was doing, little bit I'm not doing anymore. I'm usually cutting them off. I'm saying I will cook for you, I will do things for you, but I'm very different. So I will not do all, even those small things. So I'm not really sustaining them. I've become different, so I cannot sustain them. I'm only sustaining myself. I'm so busy that taking care of myself, but taking care of their not only physical needs, but their emotional needs, their spiritual needs, their mental needs, become insensitive. And then we are very proudly, we say, you know, I do everything for the family. I cook for them, I drive the car for them, I attend the school for my children, I do everything. And we think we are doing fine. But if you ask them, and that leaves a scar on the family, and especially these children, it's very difficult that scar to go away. Because that child or that spouse will really carry that hurt for a long time. So what did we do? Were we soul conscious or we were body conscious? We're different. So if I'm afraid that I will get attached, I'm afraid that my purity will be at risk, so I keep them distance, it means that I'm not taking from Baba. I'm just trying to do everything myself, alone. When we change, certain disciplines, when we come to Baba and change maryadas, we follow. Initially, the Laukiks might be very impressed by us. Wow, this sister, this brother has changed so much. So they will be very impressed. They will maybe respect us also, because they are seeing such a big change in me. But in the long run, how long they will continue to be impressed with us if we haven't changed internally? Only superficially, outside I've changed. In the long run, what will I need? Today Baba has said that you will not be loved by the world by being different in actions, but only when you practice soul consciousness, he said today. So when I'm performing actions, soul consciousness. Yesterday we talked about soul consciousness. What is the effect of soul consciousness on me, on others, and God? Effect. Today I would like to ask, what is soul consciousness? This is our basic word in this Gyan. What is soul consciousness? I am a point of light, I am Baba's child, and I am living in the house or living with Laukiks. What is soul consciousness? What is the proof that I am soul conscious even while living with Laukiks? Yes? All those seven qualities are being displayed or expressed or not. So those qualities are expressed in which way? They have to be expressed. Can you tell me examples of how we will express our soul consciousness? Or I will just think that I am a peaceful soul, I am a loveful soul. How will I express them, these qualities? Qualities have to be expressed, right? Because if we live in the Paramdham, we don't express qualities, but coming down here, we need to express them. We stand for them. So suppose it's your time to go to the center and they say, I need you to drop me somewhere. Will you do it? Will you do it? Yes or no?
First time we have to do it, then we have to discuss with them.
Yeah. If something comes up, I have to do it, right? And for mothers especially also, there's a lot of challenges, right? Shall I do this? Shall I do that? Sometimes in the beginning, mothers are told, you're not a good child, you don't come to center, you don't do seva. And the mothers feel guilty. And with their guilty feeling, they are going to center. And they are not taking care of things at home, because so many hours of seva I must do in the center. And I've seen examples of those mothers. Even now they are feeling so hurt because they could not connect to the children. So as a senior or as someone at the center, I have to be very careful about what I say to a new Brahmin. Different. So what does soul conscious really mean? Can you tell? Practical.
Practically, we have to accept every soul.
How do you show you accept them? Practically, people don't want to see our spirituality. They want to see in action. Accepting. How do they know we accept them? Unconditional love is a great word, beautiful word. How do you show you have unconditional love? It's a good word.
By accepting them.
Accepting them. So whatever they do, whatever they are doing in their life, we don't criticize. Pardon? We don't judge. Even in the mind, we are judging. We are saying sometimes in the mind. And they can catch it. Just as Baba says, you are catching vibrations. Do you think they cannot catch? They catch the vibration more than the action. You might be doing everything for them, but in the mind, if I'm still thinking, oh, these souls are still there like this, they can catch. They don't feel any love from us. So, more examples of soul consciousness. Appreciating. Do we praise them? We think, oh, if we praise them, though, then they will become, you know, too ego. So, no praise. Only looking what they are doing, what they are not doing. Praise. So important to praise. Even, again, psychologists say in school also, praise is very important to the child also. But we are saying, you are not doing this, you are not doing this, you are not doing this. We are thinking, if you are not saying. Baba says, yeah. Yes, look at Baba. Look at what a beautiful parent Baba is. How much he praises. Little bit reprimand. Oh, child, you are doing like this. But how much praise he's giving. And we are not even complete and he's giving so much praise. Is that false praise? Is it false praise? But he's giving. Why are we so miser, conjuice with not giving praise? What is wrong with us? Is that soul consciousness? We probably need to make a list of how soul conscious we are and how body conscious we are, especially in the lokics, with the lokics. Outside, very nice maybe. But at home, it'll be good to make a list. Yeah? How much? So, more. Can you give me more examples of being soul conscious in lokics? Humble. Humble means practically what? Practically? How do they know you're accepting? This word came up just now. Humble. If they tell us, what are you doing? You are doing like this, is not good. We are defensive mode. Defensive. I am God's child. I am following highest supreme. How dare they talk to me like this? Defensive mode. We are always on defensive mode, trying to protect ourselves. Nobody should come into that. Where is the humility? No humility. Soul consciousness. Listening. How much do we listen? And Baba says listening is not only to their words. Of course, giving time and listening, but listening to their feelings. That again means becoming sensitive to them. So that is really soul consciousness actually. How much I listen? Only we want to give gyan. Either we want to give gyan to them, which happens a lot in Bharat also. Give gyan. It's a service. Give a lot of gyan. If we are not giving gyan, then we are away from them. We don't want to spend time with them. Two things, right? So where is the humility? So, anything else? Soul consciousness? Pardon? Letting go what? Forgive. They didn't do anything wrong. We are the ones who are doing wrong things. Who is there to forgive? Even this thing I have to forgive him makes us a little superior sometimes, you know. Oh, they don't know. I have to forgive. They are okay. They did not say they want to become Brahmins. We are the ones who said we want to become Brahmins. So this forgiving, it doesn't come. Do I see them as Babas, as a child of God? 10%? 20%? 30%? How much? Baba also says, send Sakash to them. I have found God. I have got the grace of God. Okay, my past good karma. But what about them? Do I have that feeling for them? That something they can get in their life. Maybe Baba, I don't know how to do it, Baba, but I would like them to feel something good from me. At least that much I can think in Amrit Vela or sometime. Sending Sakash to them while living in the same house. Sending Sakash from 2,000 kilometers away is easy. But while living there, to give Sakash. I think also, soul conscious would really mean that originally I'm really that deity with all those qualities. And am I expressing those qualities with them? Or am I still thinking that I'm a mother, I'm a sister, I'm a wife? That is body consciousness, right? Role is something else. Playing the role. But really thinking that I am that deity who is sitting here in this house, that would be soul consciousness. And caring for their needs, asking them, would you like me to do something for you? Is there something that I can help you with? But we run away. Oh no, what if they tell us? Then we have to do for them. Really from the heart, do I want to help them? Do I want to do things for them? So these are, look at dadis. Everyone, when we came to dadis, what were we? So silly, so impure, everything. Dadis look like that? Okay, Brahma, God is God, Brahma Baba is Brahma Baba. Dadis, why are we in the yajna still? Why are we still in the yajna in spite of all these problems and whatever is going on in our life? Why? Why are we here? Because of that love. Because of this pure love that they have for us. Just they give us smile. They just give us drishti. How do I look at the Laukiks at home? How is my drishti? Am I giving pure love? So, virtues are very good to practice. I am soul, I am this, this I am doing in meditation. But are my virtues coming out? Are they being expressed? And if they are not, then let's start doing it. That would be different. Be different from what I was before. Be different from what I was when I came, or 10 years ago, or 5 years ago. Would be different. That is the different what Baba is asking, to be different. And Baba, he always uses this phrase, charity begins at home. Charity begins at home. Where is my charity? Outside. Easy. So much charity. People will praise me. Oh, so good. This soul is so good. Wow. They are really God's people. And what I'm doing at home? Because sometimes when Sachin Bhai says, how what I'm doing at home and what I'm outside, when I'm alone, how am I? Am I same? That would be really different. Yeah, if I'm same inside and out, at home and outside, both. So, charity begins at home means love is what everybody needs. So, do I reflect it in my drishti? First is drishti. That comes from attitude. My drishti, my words, and then of course it will come in my actions. So, this reassurance is very important. Like Baba reassures us that he's there for us. So I think even for Laukiks to be able to tell them that I support you. I support you. I'm here for you. And I am making changes in my life, but my love for you has not changed. Rather, it has increased. Has my love for the Laukiks increased or decreased? What is it? After coming into Gyan, has my love for them, is it same? Has it decreased? Has it increased? I leave you with this question. Om Shanti.